that goal at the end, I suppose, makes up for what was probably a frustrating enough night for you.
Yeah, it was frustrating enough, but at the same time, look, we got something out of it, Dermot, and we're happy with the way, you know, we responded to going the goal down, albeit with 10 men, and we showed a little bit of character, and look, we got away with it, to put it that way, too, although, you know, up to the sending off, I felt that, you know, we might be looking at the 3 points. I felt we, you know, we were strong. We dealt with their aerial threat that they had quite well. With the goal disallowed, we'd two or three chances, you know, so, you know, the sending off changed the game completely. So, you know, it was, down to 10 men and 1-0 down, we would have taken a draw, and that's what we got, Dermot, yeah.
There were plenty of talking points then, Ollie. We'll start with that goal that was disallowed. How did you see that one?
It was a corner kick that Jamie McNulty, you know, he went around the back and headed it straight across the goal again. I felt he jumped with his hands down, but then again, I mean, you know, that's for me from the halfway line in the dugout. You know, the referee obviously had a clearer view. He gave a free out. You know, had I felt we broke them, if we were to break them down at that stage, I felt we'd have gone on and won it. And, you know, we were quite confident. We played well. It's probably our best half of football that we played this season so far. You know, that was a difficult decision. I think the sending off was a more difficult decision, and that it was really that changed the game.
Yeah, it was Keith Cowan that had the goal disallowed, and he was involved in that situation. Probably the game's big talking point, and it happened right in front of you as well, Ollie.
Yeah, it did. You know, I don't think anyone came out of it with you know any favours. To be honest with you, I don't think Danny Furlong helped matters. You know, to I spoke to Mathers as well, but you know, at the same time, Keith did raise his hand, albeit a timid effort, and you know, he should know better. And we spoke to Keith in there, and you know, he left us in a little bit of trouble, and he knows that he's an experienced lad, and probably was playing his best game of the season up to that. So you know, that lack of discipline that we have to improve on, and it did change the game, albeit, you know, I think it was a little bit of drama from Danny out there, but so be it, you know.
Yeah, and is that what angered you most, Ollie? Yeah. I mean, you did look pretty annoyed.
I was annoyed with Danny that he just threw himself to the ground. You know, yeah, he raised the finger, don't get me wrong. You know, Danny's a man, he's played with Cork City in the Premier Division. You know, I know him, he's a good lad. I was just disappointed. If one of our players had done it, I'd have been equally as disappointed with them. So I'm not condoning what Keith Cowan did in any manner. He let us down there, in, you know, before half time, and you saw the result of the second half, that men had to dig themselves out of that situation. But at the same time, I felt, you know, it's a man's game, and you know, maybe Danny should have dealt with it a little bit better.
Right. What about their goal, Ollie? Disappointing to give away a goal from a set piece.
I was disappointed that it was actually let go on. Young Ryan Delaney at left back. I felt he handled the ball right in front of the dugout, up to the lead, up to that. He got a free kick that Killian Cantrell, another young lad, powered a header at the back post. I think it was Killian that got it. Yeah. You know, we spoke about it inside that, you know, we'd spend a lot of time at set pieces attacking and defensively, and you know, we didn't pick Killian up. We know his threat. I know the kid, and you know, we rectify the problem, albeit too late at the end of the game there. But he took his header well. And, you know, from there on, of course, I've been happy with a draw, but we showed a little bit of character, you know, and we got out of it that way.
And you made the decision to make that double substitution as well. Sean McCarron coming on and Kevin Boner coming on for his debut as well.
Yeah.
The switch worked.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's easy to make switches when you're 1-0 down. You know, we sat in at the start of the second half trying to hit them on the break. We didn't get men up to support Rory Keating. You know, the few times he held the ball up, we didn't get men up to support him or men past him, and it wasn't working. Even before they scored the set piece, you know, it wasn't working, and we're giving the ball back, and they were gradually trying to build it up, although they weren't hurting us, in fairness. You know, we're winning the ball straight back. When you go 1-0 down, of course you're going to take a chance. We went 3 at the back, albeit with 10 men. Look, it paid off tonight, but come here, we could have conceded a second, and we'd be saying it was a terrible change, you know.
Yeah.
But look, you know, the positives, the first 30 minutes I thought were very, very good. Even though we didn't break them down, I thought it was the best football we played this year. If we can build on that 40 minutes, you know, then we can push on. But look, we've Longford next Saturday night away from home, who are the top team in the league. You know, they're the top budget, they're the top players, and you know, that'll be a different battle completely again, you know.
Yeah, and that'll be the final game of the first series of fixtures, Ollie. So, I mean, how do you think things are going so far? You've played almost every team at this stage.
Yeah, we have to go to Longford, obviously. I watched them last Saturday. They have quality, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. And they're men as well. Look, every game has been a battle. You know, as I said to you before, if we can stay in every game right up to the final whistle and be there or thereabouts, I'd be happy. Tonight was a battle. In Longford, hopefully it'll be a battle if we can stay with them and make it difficult for them. And we start again then in Waterford. You know, again, they don't get any easier. There's no easy games. You know, maybe the game against Cove at home when we went got the second goal, you know, that was probably the only game that you could say, well, look, you know, they weren't really pushing as well as it could be. But when we go to Cove, it'll be totally different. So, look, there's no game you can take for granted, nor can any of them, you know. Like, either can Longford take any team for granted, including ourselves. So, look, it's a battle. We're enjoying it. But, you know, it's hard going at times. The little lack of discipline today, slight lack of discipline last week, although maybe a little bit harshly, that takes us toll on top of the few injuries you have, and that makes it more difficult. But, look, if we can get that right on the field, we'll keep going.